Welcome to the Faith School Podcast. This podcast is for women of faith who are ready to be transformed from the inside out, to integrate their life and faith, and to begin a life on mission. This practical podcast is not just a list of how-tos, but is here to prompt you to take action and adopt the kingdom way of life. Surrender to a holy God. My name is Leah, and I'm joining you in the messy middle of a surrendered faith. So come on in, take a seat. Class is now in session. Those of you who are new to the podcast, welcome. And to my old faithfuls, a warm welcome back. When I had my son, I was in a full out panic. I was worried about just being a mom. And so I went all in. I went all in on a business and several projects, groups that I was a part of, volunteer opportunities that I took advantage of. I mean, my plate was so full. And eventually, believe it or not, with having a newborn and being involved in all these things, I got really, really burnt out. And it was at that time that a book was recommended to me, and it described this life that I really, truly desired to have. And I realized that more than I wanted significance, I wanted a life that was full of Jesus, that was full of peace, community, hope, joy. And I really just wanted to be alive to my one true life. And so I want to invite you onto that journey with me. I want to invite you into this space where we are going to learn how to make room for the abundant life. Here we go. Our lives are super cluttered. Like, there's no two ways around it. Our calendars, our closets, our inboxes, our minds, hearts, bodies, and souls, we need to break free from the things that are keeping us stuck, that are weighing us down, that are creating chaos. God came not to give us chaos, but to give us order. And so we want to do a few things. I think it's natural for us that we would want to have a life that is full of simple joys and greater peace, full of healing and hope, deeper relationships, and richer community. We want to discover beauty in the everyday. We want to be grateful for the life, that one true life that we have. And I think more than all of that, because, you know, what gives us all of that is God. We want more of God. We want more of this abundant life that is promised to us as believers. So we have to ask ourselves, like, what is getting in the way of that abundant life? What is getting in the way of us discovering truer, richer, more beautiful ways of living? And there's a few things that I can think of. One is perfectionism, control, fear, distraction, exhaustion. I mean, moms, hear me out, right? Or college students, we're tired. We're really tired. And so it gets hard to be able to feel like we have a life full of rest and peace when we're just so exhausted. What about FOMO? Are you afraid of missing out? I know I am. I'm afraid that I'm missing out on my life. I'm afraid that I'm missing out on great opportunities. And so I pile more onto my plate, hoping that those things are going to satisfy me. How about chasing success? What is success? What does that really look like? I think that's something that we have to kind of reevaluate and maybe try to kind of pick at a little bit in our mind. What does that really look like? And then I also think, as much as it's heart matters and mind matters and in our spirits, it's also the material things. It's also the overcommitted calendar, the 10 inboxes that we have to check. It's also the amount of stuff in our house. We can get so caught up in the material things that we actually kind of forget to live. We actually kind of forget that those things aren't nearly as important as what God has offered us in the spiritual, that He's offered that abundant life without our houses being totally full. All right. So all that to say, I think we might be missing the point a little bit. We try to go after all of these things, or we have these distractions that are not allowing us to see the full picture. I believe that sometimes our identity is not rooted in that of being a daughter or a son of God. We have a habit of adopting Christian culture in a way that we think that that is the abundant life. Like, we're thinking that, you know, if I listen to the right podcasts, the right sermons and music, or if I buy the right books or Bible studies, that this knowledge is being integrated into our hearts and our minds and our spirit. But I think we have to be careful. Those things are good. We have to be careful that we don't have a consumer version of God, but we have God Himself. We have relationship, real, true, beautiful relationship with God, with our community, with our church community. And in that, we are receiving his good gifts. I'm not very good at receiving his good gifts. Are you? That's really kind of a hard thing for me. Jesus came that we may have life and that we may have it abundantly. When we have lives full of purpose, rest, fullness of joy, wisdom, relationship, that we would bear good, satisfying fruit. But instead, we've settled for replicas instead of receiving God's good gifts for you and for me. And our lives are often full of trying to take on the world instead of really trusting in God's sovereignty. We're so distracted. We have so much cluttering up our lives. And so this semester, we're inviting you to make room for the good things that we are promised. We're going to make room for more of the abundant life and for the things that actually really matter. We're going to declutter from the inside out. So let's clear out the clutter and let's make room for something greater. Are you ready? This semester on Faith School Podcast, we are going to be inviting you to listen in on some great conversations, but that's just the beginning. We want to really invite you into a transformative experience. And so yes, there's great conversations coming. I'm so excited for the lineup of guests that we are having on the show this semester, but we are also going to be inviting you into the Making Room Challenge. And in this challenge, we are going to learn how to declutter the things that are getting in our way, in our homes, calendars, inboxes, our bodies, our hearts, minds, and spirit. And we're going to make room for the good things of God. We're going to make room for the abundant life that we have been promised. So are you ready? Are you ready to join us for an immersive experience? Are you ready to listen in on some amazing conversations? I can't wait. I can't wait to see how we are all going to be transformed, myself included, how we are all going to be transformed, how we are all going to dig into what does the abundant life really mean and look like? What does that look like in my life? How am I going to integrate that into my life? And what is it going to mean in terms of our purpose? I'm so excited, you guys. This is going to be an incredible semester. I really hope that you join us here at Faith School, and I can't wait to see what God is going to do in the weeks to come. If you want to catch me on the socials, you can find me at leah.rempel or at Faith School Pod on Instagram. I am happy to continue serving you over there. Thank you for spending a little time with us today at Faith School Ministries. We are praying that you feel fully surrendered today to the God who made you, loves you, and wants to partner with you. Class is now dismissed. Go out there and reveal his kingdom.